Take a moment to listen to your gut. What's it saying?
It's saying, help me, help me.
How do we help our gut and its fragile ecosystem? How about introducing a prebiotic? Maybe you're thinking, oh, another vitamin I have to remember to take every day. Hold on, wait, there's an easier way. Why not drink your prebiotic with Olipop? Olipop is a new kind of soda that combines various ingredients like cassava and kudzu root to create a healthier alternative to sugary sodas. Yuck, we're getting rid of those sugary sodas this year. And Olipop supports your digestive and your gut health. It's yummy and it supports our gut health. Let's take the challenge and listen to our guts this year. Click on the Olipop link in our show notes and use code DIRECTIMPACT at checkout to get 15% off your order today. You'll thank me. Now scroll down, click on the Olipop link in our show notes, and use code DIRECTIMPACT. All together now, DIRECTIMPACT. Use that code at the checkout to get 15% off your Olipop order today. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. Today, the title of our episode is, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Oh my goodness. That is such a tough question, and I think it's a question that comes up for both the recovering addict in a committed relationship and the betrayed partner in a committed relationship. I think that comes up sometimes several times a day in the beginning, if not more. But as you move into the recovery process for the coupleship, so you've got two individuals who have really started and dove deep into their own interpersonal process of recovery for a behavioral addiction, sexual compulsivity, and for betrayal trauma. Okay, but still, you are going to question when it is time to work on the coupleship itself and really learn what are we building from. You know, really, it's an introduction in many, many, many ways for the very first time. These two independent, functioning, adult nervous systems coming together in many ways for the first time to reevaluate their beliefs and their values, their needs, their wants, and what a relationship is going to look like. And at many turns, at many stages, you are going to question, should I stay or should I go? And I just want to start by saying it is absolutely no one's role, responsibility, or position to figure that out for you, okay? Like, that is 100% for you. And when you have those feelings, and when you have those emotions, and when you have that curiosity in a really healthy sense, or when you have that questioning that comes up that says, yeah, I don't know if my nervous system can thrive in this relationship. When it comes up, I would love for you to sit in it. And at this stage and phase, you have enough recovery to do just that, to sit in your own feelings, to sit in your own emotions, to really get the richness and all of the intelligence out of it and see, what does that mean for you? What does that mean, first and foremost, for your long-term recovery? What does that mean in this relationship? What does that mean for, you know, your coupleship? Be willing to sit in it, be willing to question, be willing to get curious, and here's the key, be willing to talk about it with your recovering partner. Okay, these are things that are best verbalized and communicated because it is so easy to get in your head. It is so easy to feel neglected. It is so easy to feel like you're not getting your needs met, like no one's listening to you or seeing you or holding you or responding to you or really attuning to you. Remembering that still both parties are working first and foremost their own recovery. And so, yeah, I think it's a very confusing time. I think you do question quite often, should I stay? Or would it be best for me to move beyond this relationship? You know, either way, it's growth. Either way, what you are looking for on the other side is healing and love and connection and hope. And that's what I do believe if you sit in these feelings, ultimately you will be able to find. But here's the thing. When it comes to should I stay or should I go, please make sure that you are receiving grounded, wise-minded, professional counsel regarding this, okay? So often we're going to receive biased feedback. Whether it's biased feedback because somebody has gone before us through this recovery thing and they think your recovery should somehow resemble theirs, or whether it's kind of like more rooted or grounded in some type of religion, right? Whatever it is, there tends to be some bias attached to it. And I just want for you to be mindful because there's no room for anybody else or their beliefs or their values in this very important decision regarding your life and what is best for you, for your long-term recovery. All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's Direct Impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. And also, let's take into consideration that, you know, couples don't recover at the same exact time. You know, it's so often that I sit across from a betrayed partner and they're like, I don't think I'm as far along as my recovering addict, you know, partner. And that's okay. Oftentimes it's the recovering addict that gets into treatment first. And so sometimes they have months, if not years, you know, of treatment in front of the betrayed partner. And conversely, sometimes it's the betrayed partner who is coming in first, questioning, needing answers, needing to understand what is happening to them. So sometimes they get to dive into recovery first, and it's the recovering addict that's struggling, you know, with staggered disclosure and denial and trying to move into preparation and action. And that's okay. So let's be very mindful that coupleships do not recover like on time, same time. And so we want to give grace and we want to let that reality be part of your couple's counseling, right? And remember, when you are at a stage and phase where couples counseling is indicated, it is appropriate, it is going to lead to your own healing, right? When that is appropriate, you want to be able to talk about these things there. It's really, 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 really important that you are bringing this into couples therapy, remembering that the couple is the client, okay, in couples therapy, right? So you're still going to be working with your individual therapist, but in couples therapy, the couple is the client. It is great to talk about these fears, these worries, these concerns. Should I stay? This week, I was feeling like I shouldn't, and this is why. These are great, great conversations that you do not want to hold, you know, tightly to, right? Because it'll wind up eating your lunch, you know, and the whole goal here is to, you know, thrive, not just survive, but to move into a state where you can really live and thrive and speak your truth and express your needs and the feelings that came up this week, right? And so be willing to dive into that. Should I stay? Should I go? You know, some weeks it's like, oh my gosh, I am so hopeful. I am so grateful. I am seeing such great capacity for change. I am seeing such great love. I'm feeling so cared for. And those are the weeks it's like, yeah, I feel like there's so much hope. And so much capacity that I didn't see before, you know, and then it's like, yeah, I think I should stay. And, you know, it's minute to minute, day to day, week to week. My two big bugaboos are don't let anybody influence your decisions and be willing to talk about them with your partner. You know, this is something that you can talk about together. I like to approach it in a way that says, well, no matter what, we want to work together. And no matter what, we have a common enemy, and it's addiction. Oftentimes, the disease was on board when we met, and we don't know if we can live together or not and really thrive. We don't know if our nervous systems, now that they're rewired, can come together and bring out the best in each other. That is okay. But you've had enough lived history together to come together or move apart amicably. That's the goal. That is the goal. Is to get truthful and to get honest and to love yourself enough to show up vulnerably in every couple's session. So should I stay? Should I go? That's 100% up to you. And don't let anybody else influence that. Be willing to sit in those thoughts, in those feelings, in those emotions, and then once they've digested, communicate them, bring them to couples therapy. All right, that's my invitation to our audience who is going through this, who's in that stage of, you know, recommitting coupleship. All right, guys, thanks so much for showing up. And if you liked this episode, please review it. Please like it. Please share it often. All right, we'll see you next week. Bye for now. Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epting. Here is our legal language and disclaimer. Yes, I am a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And this podcast is solely for the purposes of enhancement, education, and entertainment. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you find that you need additional supports, we really strongly encourage you to seek them out today. Thanks, guys. Alrighty, my friend, you know I am obsessed with health and wellness hacks, right? Using my Plan to Recover journal, I have automated over 15 new vitality-boosting behaviors over the last 3 years, and none of them have been more transformational or effortless to implement than LifeWave's phototherapy patch. The X39 phototherapy patches promote healing by using your body's heat to activate stem cell regeneration. How awesome is that? These tiny patches are clinically proven to restore the body to a level of health that you may not have seen in years. These patches are a result of 80 studies and over 20 years of research. X39 patches are wearable technology, easy to apply to clean skin as part of your AM routine or your PM routine. Personally, I have experienced a more youthful complexion, mobility, and energy levels that I haven't seen, honestly, in over a decade. My arthritic pain and stiffness decreased dramatically in less than 48 hours. Absolutely life-changing. Additional health benefits may include better sleep, shorter recovery times, pain relief, improved energy and vitality, reduced inflammation, and much, much more. If you want to learn more about LifeWaves X39 patches and the many other therapy patches they offer, check out our episode with Darlene Green and IamReverseAging.com. To learn more about my personal experience, check out our YouTube channel, Direct Impact Podcast. Now, don't forget, head to LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting. That's LifeWave.com/AndreaEpting to buy your patches today and support this podcast.